Well, in the Dáil, regular leaders' questions was cancelled in favour of a special debate on the interception of the flotilla. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, outlined the latest situation.
We now have confirmation that at least 14 of our own Irish citizens are among those intercepted and detained by Israel. There may be two other citizens whose presence is still being verified as I'm here now. Our ambassador in Tel Aviv has formally requested consular access to those Irish citizens. I was informed on the call that there are no reports of any injuries currently among our Irish citizens. I also wish to inform the House that my department has now established a dedicated point of contact for the families of those detained and on the flotilla, in addition to the broader contact point for those coordinating the flotilla activity more generally. Our embassy in Tel Aviv assures me it's well-resourced to support our citizens, and we continue to monitor this. Our consular team in Dublin is also supporting our efforts on the ground in Israel. This morning I've instructed my officials to contact the non-resident Irish ambassador to Israel to register our strong condemnation of the actions of the Israeli authorities and to highlight our absolute expectation that the welfare of our citizens is protected in line with international law. I've also requested an urgent call with the EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs, Kaya Kallas, and indeed, shortly before coming into this House, I spoke again with my Spanish counterpart on how we try and take a coordinated European approach to ensuring the upholding of international law. As members will recall, Ireland signed a joint statement that recalls that any violation of international law and human rights of the participants in the flotilla, including attacks against the vessels in international waters or illegal detention, will lead to accountability. I want to assure the Dáil and the people of Ireland that this is our position. It remains our position today. International law matters. International law is the cornerstone of our foreign policy. International law must be upheld. And I will consider with counterparts how best to advance this in the time ahead. We will assess what options are available to us with other European countries to uphold international law and to seek accountability and to hold Israel to account. I will keep the House updated on these next steps. However, colleagues will understand, in the first instance, my absolute responsibility and priority, and that of government and of the Oireachtas, must be to ensure the welfare and well-being of our citizens. Officials from across my department, including those in our embassy in Israel, are actively engaged with the situation and are providing consular assistance to those affected. What I have been informed is likely to happen now is that all detainees will be transferred to the Ashdod port for processing, and from there likely to a detention facility south of Tel Aviv, where they will have access to medical teams. We do expect this to take quite a number of hours. This is the latest information we have available. It's my understanding that those who have been detained will be given the option to leave immediately. And if not, they will have a deportation hearing within 72 hours. That's how the Israeli system works. However, given the religious holiday of Yom Kippur, we expect that processing time could be somewhat impacted. Department officials are also in direct and ongoing contact with the designated point of contact for the flotilla. Let me be clear. These are Irish men and Irish women who sought to deliver aid, who acted on conscience, and now find themselves in uncertain and potentially dangerous circumstances.
Simon Harris, Donnacha O'Leary, Foreign Affairs spokesperson for Sinn Féin, spoke on behalf of the party.
For the last number of years now, people have monitored and looked at the situation in Gaza in revulsion, in fear, in disgust. Genocide before our eyes, a war on civilians, a war on children like we have not seen in our lifetimes. For a brief period, though, yesterday and in the previous days, people looked towards Gaza, more particularly the flotilla, for a degree of hope. Hope that the flotilla might reach its destination, hope that it might be able to deliver its cargo, because we have to bear that in mind, it shouldn't be lost. Its cargo was aid, baby food, food, medical aid for a starving, beleaguered population, but also hope for what this said about humanity. The inspiration that those on the flotilla gave to people. In many respects, the people on the flotilla represent the very best of us. Facing nigh on insurmountable odds, standing up for the voiceless, where the international community and institutions had failed so profoundly.
Sinn Féin's Donnacha O'Leary. We can go live now to Leinster House and our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, that debate continues. What else have we learnt?
Well, there was a lot of pressure on the government to and around that decision they took not to send a vessel that would travel with the flotilla in a way that other countries did, like Spain. The Tánaiste responding, saying that Spain did do that, but it didn't make a difference in the end, as that a Navy vessel had to pull back. Others very clear in their view about what did unfold, even though Simon Harris saying there were no reports of injuries. Kino Callan of the Social Democrats saying that the people were aggressively attacked in the vessels and essentially rounded up and treated like criminals, while Paul Murphy of People Before Profit, who's been through this before, talked about the need for the ambassador to be as strong as possible and as influential as possible, because he said assurances given to ambassadors in this situation can fall away once they leave the scene. And he spoke about his own experiences and the ill treatment that he received. So that seemed to be the focus, as well as that inevitable questions too on the Occupied Territories Bill, while Simon Harris was focusing on the need for European action, action at EU level, saying that is the priority.
Can we move on to the presidential campaign? Because Catherine Connolly, the independent candidate, was on with Claire Byrne on this station earlier, where she was asked about a journal.ie report that she had employed a woman with a criminal conviction. Let's listen in.
And this was a person who had really done everything, realised what they had done was utterly wrong, rehabilitated themselves with the help of the services in the prison, carried out an MA, a PhD, started in prison, since completed, and has gone on to greater things. And, you know, I'm proud of that. I'm actually proud that this person has gone on to greater things. I absolutely regret that she's been dragged into this in such a public way. And it really, really lays bare our hypocrisy. If we believe in rehabilitation.
Catherine Connolly, but speaking on the campaign trail in Trim in County Meath earlier, Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys said it was a very serious issue and that Catherine Connolly had questions to answer.
Yeah, well, this is a very serious issue. This person was a member of Éireagaí. Of course, that is the organisation that tried to dismantle the Good Friday Agreement. She obviously was working in the House of the Oireachtas for 6 months. My concern here, and I think Catherine does need to explain this, is how come she had access to the Oireachtas without Garda clearance. Everybody knows when you apply for a job, you must be vetted by the Garda Síochána, and you can't take up that job until the vetting has been completed. Catherine really does have questions to answer here.
That was Heather Humphreys. Catherine Connolly saying, Micheál, essentially that she was proud to represent a society that gave people a second chance. Can you sketch in the background to this for us?
Yeah, this is from the period of 2016 to 2020, when Catherine Connolly is chair of the Gaeilge Committee in Leinster House. And there is this person who applies for a job to work on the administrative side of that committee, someone who has been in prison, who was sentenced to 6 years by the Special Criminal Court, who had been a member of Éireagaí. They got released early and were described as a model prisoner and did have impeccable Irish, Catherine Connolly said, making them a suitable person for that job. Now, the actual administrative role, the formal role, that didn't materialise in the end because, in the words of Catherine Connolly, the vetting process went on for a very long time. She rejected claims that Gardaí had told her or told anyone that there was a problem with that vetting around security clearance. But I suppose it is that 6 months in the lead up to the person leaving Leinster House, where they were working directly with Catherine Connolly, that her opponents are beginning to zone in on, saying that there was someone in Leinster House who didn't have the Garda clearance to be there at all, even if they didn't get the full administrative position that was advertised. They were still here for 6 months. Catherine Connolly adamant that this is about rehabilitation and countering, saying that it is hypocritical to say that prisoners have the chance to rehabilitate and then exclude them from jobs in society.
We heard there from Heather Humphreys. What's Jim Gavin up to today?
Jim Gavin equally focusing in on this after a very difficult day on his own campaign yesterday, saying that this is a very serious issue that Catherine Connolly has to answer questions about. That view echoed by the Taoiseach, who was speaking earlier this morning, to describing it as a serious lapse in judgment.
Micheál Lehane at Leinster House, thank you.